Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat Quarter Four 2014 Financial Results Conference Call. I will now hand you over to Mr. Tomasz Gilner-Korywoda, CEO of Cyfrowy Polsat S.A. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. We have prepared several slides of our presentation with key figures and facts. I'll run you through those expeditiously, and if there are any questions, please reserve those for the Q&A session. In the fourth quarter of 2014, we have noted a total of 6.1 million contract customers. Our saturation with RGUs is slightly over two per customer, and the revenue per customer at 87.2. Currently, we are delivering 16.5 million RGUs. Out of those, 12.3 are contract services and 4.1 million in prepaid services. You'll see the split below, 2.4, this is mobile telecommunications, 4.5 million in pay TV, and growing number of our internet users currently at the end of the year at 1.6 million. We are very happy with the results of our television segment. We have maintained a leadership position in our industry, and the audience share was at 24.5%, and our advertising market share at 24.8%. The revenue in fourth quarter, 2.5 million. EBITDA margin, 837 million. This is 33.2%. Please note our very strong free cash flow at the 414 million. Our net debt to EBITDA leverage ratio at 3.0. Later during the presentation, Tomasz Szalon will explain several factors that contributed to the fact that we actually haven't lowered that leverage ratio, and we're very happy that we managed to maintain it at this level given what happened in the currency market. We have prepared some figures for you called pro forma. This is the picture of the group. Had the Polkomtel group been a member of Cyfrowy Polsat Group since 1st of January 2014. The revenue would have been 9.7 billion. EBIT margin, 39%, please note that figure, and 3.8 billion in EBITDA. Again, strong free cash flow at almost 1.2 billion, and the leverage ratio at 3.0. I'll walk you through some key events of the last year, having impact, obviously, on our operation in 2015. In our television segment, we have secured, purchased key media sports rights, and this is mostly volleyball, following last year's success of the Polish team in the Men's World Championship. This is a very popular discipline in Poland, and we claim that volleyball lives in Polsat. We have PLUS Liga and Orlen Liga matches. We have men's and women's European Volleyball Championships from 2015 through 2017, and we have also Volleyball World League and Polish national team games. Very important information, we have negotiated successfully new terms of cooperation with the Mobiland. effective from January 1st, 2015, we will be paying a much lower, far more attractive rate per gigabyte at 2.4 zloty. This is in comparison to what we paid last year, 4.9, a very, very good rate. Really good news. Other things, last year, we've also introduced a HD voice technology for our customers, which improves the quality of the voice connections within our network. As you may know, I'm sure you know, last January, the extraordinary general meeting of the shareholders allowed the management board to issue corporate notes, and this is to provide the management board with the increased or extended flexibility as far as the management of the company's or the group's finances. Another good piece of information, we have prepaid a part of our debt in the amount of 200 million Polish zlotys. Some of you may ask, why is this figure so low? Because previous years we've done 800 million. Tomek Szalon will explain later that having in the back of our heads the uncertain results of the auction for the blocks of spectrum with the 800 MHz frequency, we would like to maintain high levels of cash should we be successful in the auction. The auction is still ongoing, and obviously the results are uncertain. We decided that we would like to ask your forgiveness and understanding that we really cannot discuss in any length the events relating to that auction because it's a public thing, and any comments could, you know, result in implications that are difficult to foresee at the point. The renegotiations of the terms of commercial cooperation with Mobiland. As you may remember, last year, there was several questions, persistent questions of what the management board is planning to do about the dramatically growing data traffic and the cost of that in having in mind the strategy of Smart Dome, which we introduced around June last year, and which resulted in dynamic growth of the users of the mobile internet access, as well as increasing traffic generated by the new customers. So we were faced with two choices, one of them being acquisition of the Midas Group on Mobiland, and the other one was to sit down with our partners and renegotiate the terms of our agreement. The former would have been very, very difficult and time-consuming one, given the number of limitations imposed on us by the banks and institutions financing our operation, and basically enclosed in a senior facility agreement. So not only that, but there are other concerns that we have, you know, auction for the spectrum being one of them. So at the end, we opted for the latter, and we sat down and had this agreement renegotiated completely. The most important to us news is that the rate per gigabyte has been decreased to 50% of the last one. If you look at the graphs on your right-hand side, you know, they're illustrating and demonstrating the growth of the internet RGUs that we're providing. This is the straightforward result of the smart dome strategy that we introduced in at the end of the second quarter of last year, and below the graph illustrating the consumption of gigabytes by that growing number of customers. Slide number 11 shows you and gives you information regarding the basic figures of this agreement. We call it the order number 4. We have placed this order for 1.6 billion gigabytes to be used in the 4-year period starting from January 1st, 2015. And the unit price has been agreed at 2.4 Polish zlot per gigabyte. On the right-hand side, you see the history of our cooperation with Mobiland and the prices we were paying starting from order number one. You can see that this is a dramatic decrease, which is, of course, a direct result of the volume that we're planning to sell to our customers. The graph below shows you and demonstrates the impact of this new rate on the cost of the product, which is the data transfer. Should we apply these rates in the fourth quarter of 2014, we would have improved our EBIT by 83 million Polish zlots, or 33.2%. In one quarter alone. A few words about our operations. As you can see, our loyal customer base remains at the consistent level of 6.1 million. And we believe this is the result of the effective execution of our multi-play strategy. The number of RGUs is growing, and the relatively low for our industry churn ratio at 9.1%. Next slide and the graph there illustrates the number of the RGUs that we providing at the moment, and please look at the figures, and what's happening is, we believe again, the result of our cross-selling strategy to both Cyfrowy Polsat and Polkom to customer base via our smart dome program. Also within the DTH segment, the multi-room program is driving the growth of the number of pay TV services that we're providing. And obviously, the number of our mobile internet users is also growing nicely. The prepaid services market in Poland is we've noted a stabilization of this market after several years of various attempts to snatch bigger customer share and these attempts by our competitors by means of introducing like cheap brands or sub brands of prepaid services basically, I can say, fizzled out. In our opinion, this is probably a result of the fact that these services really inexpensive at the point, and it's really hard to make an impact or make an impression on a customer by lowering the price of the service. This market has stabilized, and even year to year, we have noted a very modest increase of the revenue per customer, and that is about 4%. A few words about our multiplay strategy, what we call Smart Dome or Smart House. As you can see, the strategy that we implemented at the end of the second quarter of last year resulted in almost 600,000 customers of this program, and the total number of RGUs contracted by this group, which is almost 1.8 million. We're proud to say that in fourth quarter alone, customers of Smart Dome purchased nearly 400,000 additional services. And the graph on the right shows you a very nice dynamic growth of this group of customers. I should say also that members of this group generate revenue at way over 100 zlots per customer, which if you compare it to the average ARPU of 87.2 is far more satisfying. A few words about the broadcasting and television production by Maciek Stec. Handing over.
Good afternoon. We achieved a very good audience result in Q4 2014 commercial target group. It means 16-49 years old. Our main channel, Polsat, was the market leader with 13.7% audience share, and Polsat was the only one growing TV station among Big Four station. We have successfully invested in programming in TV4 and TV6 in Q4 2014, and finally we were also audience leader in thematic channel segment with 10.9% audience shares. This great audience results gave us market leader position group in Poland. We increased our audience share from 23.1% to 24.5%, and we beat all other TV groups. Q4 audience results are great, but as we always suggest, that it's better to analyze TV trends annually, then we avoid seasonality. So in the whole 2014, again, we achieved very good audience results. Our main channel, Polsat, was the market leader with 13.3%, regaining leader position from TVN. Our thematic channels group were also the market leader with 10.4% audience shares. And finally, Telewizja Polsat dynamically grew from 21.1% in Q4 2013 to 23.7% audience share in Q4 2014. These audience results are great and outperform strategy, particularly the TV market is still in process of fragmentation by new DTT channels. Just to remind you, there were four channels launched in May 2014. Our position on TV advertising market is also very strong. In Q4 2014, we grew a little bit slower than TV ad and sponsoring market, but it was caused by higher ad spendings in Telewizja Polsat, higher ad spendings in Telewizja Polsat in first three quarters 2014 than our client's annual agreement commitments. Simply speaking, it means our clients overweighted their budget spent in Telewizja Polsat in first three quarters. What's more important, and I would like to underline here, we haven't changed our reporting ad income figures, and they are still based on starting definition of ad and sponsoring spending. These are not figures linked to advertising in general, like our competitor did, but still these are pure ad and sponsoring income figures for Telewizja Polsat channels. So it means that we do not include here video online ad income linked to the Polsat content or our Polsat media broker ad income and fees from ad sales services to third-party channels. But the same like with audience results, it's better to analyze our ad market position in the whole 2014 year, then we avoid the same as the TV seasonal cycles. And again, we achieved great ad and sponsoring income results in 2014. TV ad and sponsoring market grew year by year, year to year by 5.6%, and we grew by 12.3%, which is 105 million zlotys more income. And our TV market share, ad market share increased from 23.6% to 25.1%, remembering that it's on growing ad market. But what's more important, if we prepare pro forma and ad and sponsoring income, including the whole 2013 year, TV4 and TV6 ad income. Just to remind you, we've consolidated TV4 and TV6 starting 1st of September 2013. Our ad income, comparing apples to apples, grew also much faster than market, and the growth achieved 6.5% comparing to 5.6% of TV ad market. Just to summarize, we achieved great audience results, and what's more important, we were able to monetize it. We estimate the TV ad market and sponsoring market continue to grow in 2015 by middle single digit. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move to the our strategy and how we implemented the strategy in life. The little house on the right represents what we would like to see in the future, and the number of services that we could potentially provide for the average household in Poland. To achieve so, we have all the important and basic tools. We've got potential of the largest customer base in this country, and we also have a unique portfolio of services. What is very important, and I'd like to highlight this, and I do it every time, that we have all these products in-house, that we do not have to seek partners outside the group, which is a major advantage because we are avoiding all the issues relating to agreeing whose customer base is more valuable and whose product can or cannot be discounted for the purpose of bundling packages and so forth and so on. So we basically have this smart house under our own solid roof. As you can see, that strategy was the foundation of sales synergies estimated at a total of PLN 2 billion, which we promise our investors to deliver by the end of 2019. We're on our way there. The following slide shows you in graphic form how the number of RGUs in each segment of our operation is behaving, starting from the first quarter of 2013, ending fourth quarter of 2014. On the left hand side, we are showing you the mobile communications segment, and what is particularly pleasing after a long period of of the negative flow of customers, we seem to be getting to the point where we can say we've got this under control. Pay TV segment, nice growth. The third quarter of the graph below, the third quarter of 2014, you will notice that there is an unusual growth of our customer base that is attributed to two separate circumstances that have occurred. And one of them is the introduction of the smart dome strategy, and the other one we are attributing to the volleyball championships and the success of Polish national team. These things drove ourselves up, and in the fourth quarter, in the absence of the championships, and considering the fact that we, after the success of the smart dome strategy that surprised even us, we decided to cool down a little this offer and make it still attractive, but slightly improving our profitability of that program. Very pleasing and promising growth in our internet access segment, and this is still in Poland, one market that we're operating in that is still far from saturation. So we keep our hopes high for attracting a large number of customers in this segment, and as you can see, the strategy is working. Again, the third quarter of 2014, you see the large number of customers result of the smart dome strategy, and then slightly lower intake in the last quarter, result of our revising the offer. Next slide shows you all these segments combined, and we like what we're presenting you, particularly the fact that these are our contract customers. This is a very stable, loyal, predictable group, and the producing increasing revenue per customer. My personal favorite, the slide showing our market share position. We're happy to announce that both in the pay TV market and the cellular market, we are the leaders of the industry with dominating market shares. If you look at the graph on the left, the pay TV market, there's a little segment there called IPTV. We are also present in this segment with our internet platform called IPLA, and we believe that this segment of the market will be growing, and we are present there. Slide number 28 basically shows you the potential of our multi-play strategy, selling multiple services to our customer base. At the moment, saturation of these services in Poland is estimated at 21%, and average for the countries of European Union at 46%, with the leaders like the Netherlands at 75%. It is important to tell you that the majority of the customers using more than one service from our competitors mostly are people. These are people living in large agglomerations, in large cities. Our customer base is mostly located outside in the suburbs of the large cities, in small towns, and in rural areas where fiberglass connections are a thing of a very distant future, and for years to come, we won't have to worry about competition from the cable content providers and content internet and the cable internet providers. So the product that we have for our customers has been received very, very warmly, and we are aiming and hoping, and this strategy is also working, that our mobile internet access will become, for these people, their basic home internet service. Okay, over to Tomek Szalong with financial results.
Thank you. Before I go into details, 2 points I would like to draw your attention to. The first one, fourth quarter results we are presenting today are not fully comparable with the fourth quarter 2013 results, of course, mainly due to the Metalem consolidation. We started Metalem consolidation from May 2014. However, if you wanted to go into more details, we present our financial results without Metalem consolidation in our MD&A part of the financial statement. The second issue is that in terms of the TV Polsat business, for the first quarter we compare actually apples with apples, because disposal of RSTV and acquisition of Polskie Media happened at the end of August. That's why the fourth quarter is the full one that we consolidate these two results in the same segment. Slide number 30. This is a helicopter view, the general slide presenting our financial results. Of course, Metalem consolidation is the most important issue. That's why you've got so big positive changes in the top line and other KPIs. What is important here, our EBITDA and EBITDA margin are at a very attractive level. EBITDA margin, for example, above 33%. Slide number 31, segment of services to individual and business customers. Without Metalem consolidation, the revenue grew by 12%, mainly as a result of our organic growth of the pay TV segment and as well as our telco services, particularly mobile internet. In terms of the cost and cost dynamics, excluding Metalem consolidation, they were driven by additional costs connected with the customer acquisition in our smart home, smart dome offerings, and also higher cost of data transmission, and it was the first factor and issue that we decided to negotiate a new agreement with Midas, we explained to you today as well. Slide number 32, broadcasting and TV production segment. Here the revenue increased by 4%, mainly as a result of the new channels we added to our portfolio, as well as additional revenues from the external channels serviced by our advertising office called Polsat Media. Cost dynamics reflect investment in programming cost of our TV4 and TV6 channels, what is actually visible in the very good audience share of these channels in the fourth quarter of 2014. Slide number 33, revenues and cost reconciliation. I will start with the revenue side. You can see that all three segments positively participated to the revenue line. In terms of the old Cyfrowy Polsat, it was 57 million on the quarterly basis. In terms of the broadcasting or TV Polsat, generally it was 12 million, and we added also revenues from the Metalen Group. Due to the cost transmission costs and due to the cost of programming and internal and external production and amortization of spot rights, both Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat increase also costs. Lines 92% in terms of Cyfrowy Polsat and 92 million in terms of Cyfrowy Polsat and 17 million in terms of Telewizja Polsat, and we also added Metalen Group costs. Such relation between revenues and costs created EBITDA reconciliation, which is presented on slide number 34. Both all segments before Metalen acquisition negatively participated in the EBITDA level. However, we added very high EBITDA from Metalen Group. As a result, we finished the quarter with the EBITDA of 837 million. In terms of net profit, costs of interest of Metalen Group impacted the impacted the net profit of the whole group, and we had also differences between foreign exchange evaluation of the bonds of Cyfrowy Polsat. We had positive effect of revaluation in the fourth quarter of 2013. However, we didn't have these bonds in the fourth quarter of 2014, which was a base effect which impacted the net profit negatively as well. Slide number 35, revenue structure. Our retail revenue increased without Metalen Group by the organic growth of our pay TV and mobile internet businesses. Wholesale revenue increased except Metalen due to the higher advertising and sponsorship revenue Maciek mentioned, and also higher revenue from sale of licenses and sub-licenses. The increase of sale of equipment without Metalen was caused by equipment sold by the old Cyfrowy Polsat Group. As you noticed probably in the fourth quarter, we had not only laptops and tablets but also TV sets available for our customers. Increase of other revenue mainly due to the Metalen acquisition. On the right hand side graph, circle graph, you can see the stable business model of Polsat Full Control Group. 67.5% accounted for retail revenue. Slide number 36, cost structure. Our cost excluding Metalen acquisition, Metalen consolidation increased by 18%, and in terms of the technical cost, it was connected with the additional data transmission cost by Cyfrowy Polsat. In terms of depreciation, amortization and impairment, it was purely Metalen consolidation. Here please note that we recognize amortization of the Plus brand in our cost this quarter. This is 35 million and is connected with the whole period beginning from 7th of May till the end of 2014. We haven't completed our PPA, purchase price allocation process. However, we use the current value of the Plus brand from the Polkomtel books. We use this value to calculate first amortization value. However, if we complete or when we complete the PPA process, we will recalculate this again. The increase of cost of equipment sold, not only Metalen consolidation but also the equipment available to the old Cyfrowy Polsat customers I mentioned on the occasion of revenue slide. Content cost increased due to the programming cost of our satellite platform. Our customers decided to choose more premium packages. As a result, there are also higher costs connected with that. And in the fourth quarter of 2014, we had two pay-per-view events, namely Spielka Damek boxing fight and also mix fights Gala, MMA Gala called KSW 29. Other cost categories, distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs, salaries, bad debts and other costs. The increase is mainly or even purely connected with Metalem consolidation. And on the right-hand side graph you can see diversified cost structure of Polsat Polkomtel Group. Slide number 37, cash flow statement. Some of the aspects I explained to you last quarter, because they are connected with the Metalem acquisition that happened in May 2014. So I'll go quickly through the dispositions. If you have further questions, please ask them after main flow of the presentation. Net cash flow from operating activities close to 2 billion zlotys, all three segments had very important impact in cash flow generation from operations. Loans incurred connected with the refinancing of Cyfrowy Polsat in April 2014, bonds repayment, not only Cyfrowy Polsat bonds but also peak notes of Polkomtel. Repayment of loans and borrowings, both ordinary schedule of the amortization of the loans, but also additional prepayments of Polkomtel and excess cash flow of Cyfrowy Polsat. Payment of interest on loans, borrowings, bonds and cash pool. Here we've got not only ordinary schedule on the quarterly basis of the debt service, but we have also here premiums we spent to redeem the notes. Acquisition of subsidiaries here, this is the cash we acquired when we included Metalem Group in Polsat Capital Group. CAPEX 335 million CAPEX versus revenue KPI was 4.53%. Here I would like to draw attention to the new guidance we are giving to the CAPEX of the whole group. In the past we had the guidance for the next couple of years of 13 to 14% of the group revenues. And as a result of the new agreement with Midas, we changed this guidance for less than 10% of the whole less than 10% of the revenues of the whole group. And we closed the quarter with a cash in hand of 1,747,000,000. Slide number 38, after many discussions with you, we decided to prepare for you the new KPI we will report on the quarterly basis, which is based on the free cash flows after interest. We believe that you will be able, thanks to that, to find out and to monitor a very strong financial profile of our group. We excluded one-offs, and we will exclude one-offs in the future as well. So the last line is the most important one. On the quarterly basis, we generated 414 free cash flow, and on the yearly basis, pro forma basis, so assuming that Polkomtel was the part of the group for the whole year, it was 1,173,000,000 Polish zlotys. In terms of the guidance, I believe that, or I would be satisfied if we had broadly in line a similar level as this year in 2015 as well. On the right-hand side graph, you can see seasonality of the free cash flow generation, so please bear in mind that first quarter is lower in comparison to other quarters, and it is connected mainly due to the high yield coupon payments of Polkomtel. Slide number 39, group indebtedness. I will concentrate on the nominal value KPIs. Net debt to EBITDA was at the level of 3 times. If you analyze the foreign exchange fluctuations that happened during last quarter, and we re-evaluated our euro and US dollar debt with the use of new foreign exchanges, then you find out that this is very attractive level, and we are deleveraging the company in line with our expectations. Slide number 40. We prepared some information connected with the potential refinancing. I know that there will be questions connected with that. So first of all, we haven't made any decision yet when and in which structure we are going to refinance our debt. First of all, want to wait until the auction is completed. Then we will know our financial profile and cash flow profile, and based on that, we will make further decisions. However, if you look at the current coupons of Polkomtel bonds on euro of 11.75% and US dollars of 11.625%, and take into consideration the current good market conditions, I believe that being even conservative, we can have interest savings on a yearly basis of circa 300 million zlotys, which will be very important in the free cash flows after interest calculation in the future. The second issue connected with potential refinancing is higher flexibility. Now we've got several regulations, conditions we need to follow. We need to ask for waivers, different financial institutions, and I believe that thanks to new refinancing we'll be able to run our business on a daily basis and we'll be able to concentrate on this business instead of spending some effort and time on discussions with banks. And last but not least, this is the effect of the potential refinancing. We will remove the difference between nominal and balance sheet value of the debt of Metalem we've got in Cyfrowy Polsat books. But this is just the effect of the process, of the refinancing process I described. The next two slides are mainly for bondholders of Polkomtel. As in the previous quarters, we prepared some information for ALM2 group's results. You can see that some of the trends were similar in comparison to Cyfrowy Polsat, particularly on the cost side and cost connected with smart home offerings and data transmission to MIDAS. In terms of the revenue, when you analyze the whole year, please bear in mind that MTR changes happened in mid-2013, so we do not compare apples with apples here. But if you analyze the third and fourth quarter on a standalone basis, you will notice that our revenues grew on a yearly basis. And our business model, very attractive, EBITDA margin above 40%. In terms of the cash flows, similar positive trends as in terms of the whole group, taking into consideration the prepayment of the SFA of 200 million, we still generated more than close to 200 additional million zlotys on a yearly basis, because we closed the year with cash in hand of 1,606 million. That's all from my part. Thank you.
Okay, on the last slide in the presentation, briefly what we planning to do in 2015, where we're heading and how we plan to get there. In our retail segment, services to individual business customers, first of all, we'd like to increase the total number of sold RGUs, and we would like to improve our saturation ratio to customer base with integrated services. Obviously, an integral part of that process is also a building in revenue per customer. Broadcasting and TV production segment continue the strategy, which assumes maintaining of our audience share and increase of revenue from advertising, at least in line with growth dynamics of the TV advertising market, which is a very complicated way to say that we're planning to maintain our market share. As far as our finances, we will maintain strong margins, we'll optimize our cost base, and make every effort to further deleverage the company. That will conclude our presentation.
We are ready to take the questions.
To take your questions.